Locker room chats that continue here tonight on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're pleased to be joined now by Sabetha football coach. That is Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Good starts for one of the best teams in 2A. Here in the beginning of 2026, the Sabetha Blue Jays on the road at Holton last week, 49-20. Coach, a lot to take away, big win to kick things off, but never easy to start a season on the road at Holton, and you guys came out with a big win.
Yeah, I was really proud of the guys on how they performed on Friday night. You know, offensively, we hit the ground running. It's impressive to score against Holton. You know, your first seven possessions end with the score. That's testament to our O-line blocking really well and playing at a high execution of our offense. You know, Micah Lang at quarterback, he does a great job of reading things, and our running backs hit the hole really well. Our defense played well, you know, against Holton running attack, you know, covering all the gaps that they can hit and bringing more guys to a hole that than you have. I thought we got off blocks well, we tackled well, and did all the things, little things, to come out with the victory on Friday night.
Yeah, you guys went wild on the ground and leading that charge, Micah Lang. You know, we talked about him last week, you know, stepping in and kind of taking the reins of the offense, and at least through one game, he certainly looks the part, 143 yards and four touchdowns. You know, with him alongside kind of those other guys in that running attack paired with the offensive line, just the overall gauge of the running game after 1 week.
Yeah, you just saw how comfortable Micah was with the offense after a year of just learning. Obviously, this is his second year at quarterback, and he's never played that position before. So he's doing a really nice job, and he understands the game. His savviness helps just get us in positions to be successful. And, you know, Lincoln Middled and Curtis Fitzgerald, they do a great job, and they can play both fullback and running back, and they run really hard. They seem to slither through tackles really well, and then we had to, you know, with the warm weather and the heat and everything, we saw a great depth at that position that I wasn't sure what we had. And Easton Stahl came in and did good things, and Christian Scott came in and ran hard. So I was pleased with finding the depth that we needed at those positions as well.
Who was maybe another player or two that statistically not going to stand out in the box score, but from you as a coach, seeing it with your own eyes, again, someone or two that doesn't show up in the box score but played really well for you?
You know, overall, I was really pleased with our wide receivers. Obviously, there wasn't a lot of yards gained there, but they just do the little things really well. And, you know, we ran our veer plays, and Micah was able to pitch to our running backs way downfield, and you just saw on the side of the field there our receivers make doing their job, and they work blocking every day because that's important. And they were able to get those blocks and spring us for a touchdown on a lot of those big plays that we had. So they're doing a great job of doing that. Obviously, a very unselfish position there in our style of offense. So they may get one target, but they're sure doing their job in the run game as well. So I was pleased with that.
Sabetha football coach Caleb Moeller joining us. We get the rivalry that is Nemaha Central and Sabetha here in week two. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Week two of our locker room chats here on KNCA. We talked about the big win against Holton last week. Coach, try to keep the momentum rolling. First off, obviously, we'll talk about Nemaha Central, get your thoughts there, but just the home opener this Friday night, what's it going to feel like getting back in front of the home fans this week?
Yeah, you know, playing in Sabetha is always special. Every Friday night, our community comes out and supports, and you know, being against Nemaha Central, there's always some pretty good environment going on, and people are standing on the track all the way around it, and everyone's coming out to watch this county rival. And I'm excited to play in front of our friends, our friends and our community, and just getting the guys out on the field that they worked so hard on all summer long, all the work that they've put in. Pay off on this Friday night at home.
Well, they absolutely grinded out a 7-6 win against Riley County last week, so both teams entering this week at 1-0. But we know it's a different Nemaha Central team. One, obviously they're in a different class. They've bumped up to 3A, so that's changed a little bit with their schedule. They obviously lost one of the most decorated senior classes just of all time is what it feels like, you know, defending 2A champs, and it's a little bit different feel in Seneca, but they still got Coach Glatzik and company. They're going to be well coached. They're going to have good athletes. What do you see from this version of this Nemaha Central team and obviously the expectations for a matchup on Friday night?
Yeah, I know they're you have new guys in there, and Coach Glatz, obviously you said he does a great job coaching, and a lot of the guys that went in there was having some, you know, first game of the varsity field, and you know, everyone says your biggest jump is between week one and week two, and that's what I expect from a well coached Michael Glatzik Nemaha Central team. And and yeah, you know, the things that they do, they've done in years past, and just looks a little bit different with the personnel that they have. And, you know, scheme-wise, they're really good offensively and defensively. I see a few new things from there. But like I said, they're going to play tough. They're going to play fast. They have athletes all over the field. So that's what I expect, a well-coached, disciplined team coming to Sabetha on Friday.
Yeah, you might have maybe answered it to a certain degree, kind of the next area I was going to, and I was just saying, you know, with all the turnover and just the new bodies and just kind of a new-look roster with Nemaha Central, schematically, it does appear like you are seeing maybe a little bit of difference schematically, both offensively and defensively, just based off personnel.
Yeah, you know they're going to play team-oriented football, and on the offensive side, they're going to spread the ball around, but at the same time, they still like that quarterback run game and, you know, getting the number advantage there in the box and allowing your quarterback to make some plays. And, you know, their running back's really good, and they've got some skill guys on the outside. So we're going to have to cover the whole field and, you know, stressing to the guys this week to be aware of the big play. It seems like, you know, last year to start off the football game, they threw it long and they got the big play to start the game. And we just can't make that happen this year. So we, you know, talk about discipline and where our eyes are, reading our keys. They do a lot of motion to try to get you off of that. But it's been a stress this week just to make sure you're doing your thing and doing your job on offense and defense and being disciplined in what we do.
There it is. Sabetha football coach Caleb Muller joining us. Great start to the year for the Blue Jays. Big win at Holton last week. Now the county rivalry. Week number two, Sabetha hosting Nemaha Central this Friday night. We'll have it on 92.1 KMZA, also available on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, going to be a lot of fun per usual with that matchup on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.